You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 259 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 15th, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. What follows is audio from yesterday's live version of the podcast. I go live every day at 8 a.m. Central on social media at AttorneyDSY to discuss the material for today, answer legal questions, and to mentor young lawyers. I hope you enjoy the discussion.
So welcome in to the live stream. Today we're going to be talking again about Facebook Live and specifically more advanced strategies. For what we've been talking about the last several episodes of the podcast is specifically what platform should you be using to build your personal brand. And it's so important to build that personal brand, especially online, because people have to get to know you. And one way to do that is to do, you know, direct advertising to, you know, let people know that you're a lawyer and what you do. And, you know, that's a very familiar tactic. Building your personal brand, I think, is a little bit different because you're building an asset around your passion. We've talked about this already, but just as a reminder for those who maybe haven't been, maybe this is the first time watching this live stream. Basically, you, if you have a passion, whatever that is, and it could be legal related, it could be something else. It could be Star Trek, Star Wars, it could be TV, it could be restaurants, whatever that is, you're building your personal brand around that. So you can, might have a podcast around it, or you might do work on social media. And so once you do that, people will, if you do have great content, entertaining content, inspiring content, whatever it is, then people are going to look you up. They're going to say, well, I wonder what this person actually does for a living. And I'm sure as you create your content, it's going to come out at some point that you're a lawyer as well. And maybe that's part of it. Maybe your personal brand is, you know, I'm a lawyer who cooks, or, you know, I'm an attorney who, you know, plays hockey, whatever it is, you're going to build your asset, your content around that. And then people will look you up and say, hey, oh yeah, this guy's a lawyer as well. You know, I have a case. I wonder if I could work with him because I've connected with him so well, you know, on social media and the like. So we've talked about Twitter and YouTube. We've just started talking about Facebook. And today we're going to talk specifically about whether Facebook Live should be part of your personal branding efforts. And the textbook that, of course, we're using today is Gary Vaynerchuk's Crushing It. And really, Facebook has done, I think, a great job in terms of video. We talked in the last episode of the podcast about how they've really gone all in terms of the Facebook Watch feature, and they were hoping it was going to, you know, be a rival to YouTube. I don't think they're quite there, but live streaming has really been a great place for people to engage directly with their viewers in real time. Now, certainly you can do it on other platforms. Twitter has Periscope. YouTube has, you know, a live section of that. But I think Facebook is another interesting way to do it. And it depends on where your audience is, right? We've talked about this as well. If you have, you know, built up a substantial number of Facebook friends, then it makes sense that maybe you're going to want to start on Facebook and incorporate Live into your branding. Specifically, you use live streaming. Gary V points out that it is the hardest art form. You need to be able to captivate an audience enough to have them disrupt their routines the very moment that you want their attention. And so there's a couple of examples that I think I wanted to bring up in terms of, you know, how that happens. And the one, the first one, and this is one that Gary V mentioned in his book, is the Chewbacca mom. So I'm going to just share my screen real quick so people can see what I'm doing. And of course it's not going to translate on Instagram, but, and on the podcast as well. But I did want to show this. Just real quick, just make sure that this is, that you're going to be able to see it. So this is the Chewbacca mom. So essentially, oh, and of course it's not going to work, but let's see if I can maybe reboot the page. Yeah, so essentially this woman purchased a mask of Chewbacca, and here she is. So yeah, this lady purchased a mask of Chewbacca at Target or Walmart or wherever it was, and then did a whole live stream about it. So she took it out of the package and she was just so excited about it. And you could just tell, like, it was just palpable the way, you know, her excitement. She came online and said, you know, hey, I've bought this great thing. I want to share it with all of you. She had a hard time getting out of the package. And you know, she was so excited about it. And then she put it on, and you could just tell, like, the joy in her voice that came out. And then she used the mask, and it was the Chewbacca voice, you know, as she opened her mouth. So many, you know, just fun things. And just one trip to the store, one live stream, and she became, you know, instantly, you know, Facebook famous, right? She, you know, ended up getting, you know, a bunch of things out of it. Her kids ended up getting, like, scholarships to college. This was, like, the number one live video of, you know, 2016. I mean, just crazy, right? And so this is just one example of how, you know, one stream can go viral. And it was, and who knows, you know, I don't know, you know, what this you know, who this lady is or what even she does, but I bet you in the moment when it happened and people came back and watched the replays, people definitely reached out to her. You know, people reached out to her for deals, for sponsorships, for things of like. This woman was a lawyer or a professional. I have no idea whether she was or not. She could have been. I bet that people reached out to her, you know, for her services as well. So it's just, you know, one kind of a, you know, to me, like, a really, like, easy way, something that she was passionate about. She went to the store and bought something that she thought was really neat. She's probably a really big Star Wars fan. And then she was able to sort of parlay that into, you know, something fun. So, yeah, so that's just one example of you know, what you can do with live streaming. Lots of other things you can do and lots of other examples, I think, of live streaming. One is live streaming different events. And one way that I really saw that in particular was during the Black Lives Matter protests. And then, you know, additionally, sort of like the riots and the looting. And, you know, it was interesting for me because, you know, I live in Naperville, Illinois, which is, you know, a suburb of Chicago. And there were protests. There were also riots and looting sort of in the downtown area where I live. And so we were very, very interested in what was going on because we didn't know if our specific, you know, locality was going to be, you know, at risk, you know, from the looters, right? And so there were people who, you know, went on to live stream. Now, it was interesting to see because there was a sort of an official Naperville TV channel, NCTV, I think is what it's called. And they went online and actually showed the protest, right? The Black Lives Matter protest. And then when the rioting and the looting started, that person kind of just, like, fled. Like, it was actually kind of amazing that this, you know, journalist, and again, I'm not making fun of this person, and I'm not, you know, I don't think that this person did the wrong thing, but I just thought it was interesting that this person who was actually, you know, a journalist who, you know, was covering this, when, you know, the rioting started, that person kind of went out, you know, the feed dropped, and then what picked up were people who actually weren't rioting and looting, but they were just people who were down there, just residents, put on a live feed, and then you could just hop on and see what was going on. And it was interesting, sort of, you know, during the Facebook lives, you can see, like, who you're watching with. So if a friend of yours is watching the Facebook live stream with you, then you could see that, right? It says, you know, this person is watching with you. And you could, I could just see like how many of my friends who live in my community were watching the stream. And so again, you know, like it, I don't know who that person was, but I'm sure a lot of people, he was saying he was getting a lot of friend requests and that sort of thing. So, you know, live events, sort of in the moment, things that are very, very interesting and topical and timely. Those are great ways to go live as well. Another way is Gary Vee talks about real estate agents and you know, how they can use social media in particular to, you know, build their brand and become sort of like the expert of their community. Because, you know, as you know, real estate is all about, you know, location and whether you want to move to a specific area. So what they talk about is, what they really talk about is, you know, becoming an expert in your community. So that means, you know, for example, you know where the best restaurants are. Maybe you're doing restaurant reviews on social media, all sorts of thing, all sorts of things. And then, you know, doing, potentially doing, you know, a podcast or one particular program about your town. And I can tell you, you know, one person that has done that very well is a friend of mine that I met through the ABA. His name is Scott McMullen. He's a lawyer in Annapolis, Maryland, who has an Annapolis podcast. So it's very specific to the town that he lives in, because that's specifically where he practices and he wants to get business from that area. So, you know, it can happen with real estate agents, can happen with attorneys, with any sort of professional who is trying to build a business around a particular community. Becoming a local expert is certainly something that you can do as well. And then, you know, frankly, you know, what I do, you know, every morning is very similar to what Gary Vee does. And I'll, you know, just show my screen one more time just so you can get a sense of what he does. And he talks about this in the book as well, which is to have a call-in program or a live Q&A. And so what he has is he has this tea with Gary Vee that he comes on. I don't think he necessarily has a message always, but everyone want, because he's such a celebrity, people come in and ask him questions, right? About entrepreneurship, about, you know, social media, about, you know, starting a business and that sort of thing. He's such a celebrity that he can come in and just, people are just waiting in line to ask him questions. So this is just one way he does it. He does it, you know, just like I do, although frankly I follow what he does. He goes live, as you can see here on Facebook Live, and you can see, you know, all of the commenters. He actually has a call-in. Well, it used to be a call-in show. Now I think they actually just, maybe he uses Zoom. I'm not exactly sure what he uses, but to actually bring guests live onto the show. So yeah, you can see, you know, text your question and number to what this number here to be on the show, and then they bring you on live. So again, it's just another way to do it, another way to sort of build your brand through social media. Kind of the final story that I wanted to tell in this area, and it comes from the book, you know, Crushing It, is there's this woman, Brittany Castro, from Financially Wise Women. She's a certified financial planner. She started doing Facebook and YouTube videos, and I guess what I wanted to combat, to talk about is, you know, she got a lot of criticism from people because, you know, it is very not traditional to, you know, use social media, especially in the financial planning world, to sort of build your brand, but in a non-traditional way. So she was doing like rap videos, you know, for, you know, to talking about financial planning, right? Definitely not something you see every day, but it was getting a lot of traction. And so she was getting a lot of haters who said, you know, hey, this is not professional. This is not, you know, the way that, you know, certified financial planners should be, not sort of content that you should put out. And her perspective or her response was basically, well, okay, you're, you know, an old white guy from Wisconsin who's criticizing me. And this is, you know, of course, a young Hispanic woman, And she was, her response was, well, okay, I don't care what you say because you're not my audience. You're not the person that I'm trying to reach. And the great thing about what she was trying to do, she was trying to reach out to people that normally wouldn't use a certified financial planner, wouldn't necessarily be somebody who is thinking about retirement because they're younger. But as anyone knows, you know, the earlier that you start saving money, saving for retirement, the more that you're going to end up at the end. At least that's what everyone tells us, right? So if you're interested in sort of doing a live stream or interested in doing more video, I would just say test it out. And Gary Vee talks about it sort of a natural progression where, you know, maybe you make smaller videos that are not live. And post those on YouTube, post those on Facebook, sort of get your feet wet into the video game. And then once you sort of test that out and you get your feet wet, then you can move into the live streaming as well. So it's a more gradual process that he would recommend than just, you know, right away just starting out live, because it is a big jump. And then the other thing I would say is once you sort of built that audience, then of course you want to collaborate with others, you know, once you get going. You're going to want to share your original content on other people's platforms. You're going to want to ask other people to come on. You know, obviously that's what I've done with the podcast. You know, I bring on guests every Tuesday. You know, I've bring on guests for my Lawyers Emotional Intelligence book club on Wednesday nights.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you weren't able to join the live version of the program, that's okay because there's plenty of ways to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You can also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile, so let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, and so many others. So please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyers Emotional Intelligence Book Club, continuing with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session is going to be tonight, Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.